Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. And you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Do it. And that's the game changer for you right here. So
So we can do all we can to run over some things to let you know clearly what this man's saying. We're going to throw it out on the international side and see who all join us first, and then we'll get off into believe what Yahweh say. That's all I'm telling you. What he says is going to count. Remember, it's the Father's book, gave to the Son. He gave the book to his Son. And one thing about it, see, Roy, if he gave his book to his Son, and he tell you in the 17th chapter, verse 5, hear my boy. Hear what my boy got to say. Now, a lot of big dignitaries in the room, so we're just going to look on the international side and see what's going on, and we're going to see what we can do. But we got to make sure we take care of the business on 12 tribes of Israel. It reads officially 195 international countries, and what's flashing on the international side is 102317, 102317, 102317. One thing I can tell you, the fox tail been lit, the curtain hell went up. And one thing I'm going to tell you something. We know we the ministry to take care of this business, and we know we got a lot of what's, all. 195 international countries, 102317. Enough said, bring us tips in here, take them now. And when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, tips. Yahweh be with you there, see right here.
And Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, the Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Time is not in our favor, Mr. Till, but hallelujah, Yahweh, I tell you. And Yahweh be with you all. 195 international countries, 102317, whatever that is. Mr. Till, take your time. I'm trying to peep a couple of these memos and see what we can get done. So whatever Yahweh got for you to do, you on the clock, and I'll be standing by all ears. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we're getting calls all over the place this evening, pulling us away from what we have to do. With the number of people that's here, we have to focus on what's going on. It looks like we have 102,317 people that came to hear the words of Yahweh. And we got to make sure that we keep Yahweh's word in mind and not all the other things that are pulling us away from his word. That's why we say we came here to hear things that most of us can hear. And some listening never understand. To see those things that most of us see and some can never find. Touching those things that most of us can touch and others can never feel. Now, it's the wicked that can do none of these things. And you ask yourself why. Because it's the words of Yahweh which makes all this immoral possible for the righteous. Because we have some people that don't even realize that they're wicked. They do things just on a hunch or a notion, thinking that it's the right thing to do. But in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, verse 12 says, for the eyes of Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahweh is against them that do evil. 13, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Well, you can imagine, there's a lot of us that come for the good of Yahweh's word. And from the number of people that we see that are on our ministry today, we know they came to hear Yahweh's word, to receive it, commend it, and add unto it. And some cast the same word we listen to behind their back, which is not so good for others learning. They're raving wolves in sheep clothing that come to see just who's attending, what we're talking about, and who's on their side, and deceptive thinking. And I know many of us have seen just as much as I. These are the people that have to realize we're here for one reason. That's not who sits on your left or who sits on your right. That's for the words of Yahweh. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. Coming to you live and open unto you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible about Yahweh's word. connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not, and you came to seek, and you found out what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, starting at 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath, that's Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again, till the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address that we all can use. To do this, open up any search engine on any one of the current smart devices you have. Right on the search line in the www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the wire, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, it may appear to be just a little different. This time under the wire, you may see menu. Clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as you did for previous use. Doing so, remember what we're all told in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We are currently using two email addresses. The first is Tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E. One second here, we're getting some more interference. We'll repeat that again. The first is Tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, question answers of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was to you. We have a few numbers also to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We're using a few verses from the Bible to explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8, 8 says, "Answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." The other is James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But as you can imagine, during me stumbling over the beginning of the broadcast, there are still those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. We're constantly receiving calls during the announcement of the program or causing disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. And I suppose they just ignore or may not be familiar with what Yahuwah the Son has given us in the book of Matthews. They should be taking notes. In the book of Matthews, chapter 22, verse 29, 29 says, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah. And also we find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer for questions direct, via voicemail, email, or text. He is usually pretty busy answering many memos, even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And the most important thing that's being done is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But, again, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthews, chapter 19, verse 26. For those of you that don't take notes, you'll find out what that means very shortly. Now, for those that missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. On the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, just look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Another thing we're doing is making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any one of our programs by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, it looks like today is another day that we're going to enjoy the word of Yahuwah. And we can imagine that nothing has changed except the number of people that come from Yahuwah's word and those that commend it and add unto it, and only following by those casting the same words we listen to behind their back, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible. Actually, taking the verse's meaning totally another way, along with noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak. They have clearly forgotten that we're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor. But don't worry, the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. Because anyone ever told you they've even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. Don't forget what I mentioned earlier, what Yahuwah the Son has said about the impossible in Matthew's chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, but Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible. So remember that no man or woman can measure their last days on earth. Because in the book of Matthews, chapter 24, verse 36, tells us so. 36 says, but at that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven. But my Father only that day and hour knoweth, no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So knowing this, we realize that the Bible tells us that a man or woman are truly measured by their works, the things we think, do, and say. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18 tells us that Yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. But also, we look at the book of James, chapter 1, verse 25. Let's see what 25 says. 25, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he or she being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his or her deeds. Well, you can imagine, I've seen personally, and other people have themselves, that as soon as they listen to the word, they cannot remember what was said 2 minutes later. That's not a good thing. That means they're not of Yahuwah. When we receive teachings from a teacher, remember, a teacher always has to show worthiness, because a teacher that opens the door for his listening students has to walk through the same door himself, because there are those that ask questions for learning, and they're pretty serious. They want to know Yahuwah's words. They want to add unto it, like most of us do. And those that ask to see if you just really know or to trip you up. That's why I always say a teacher can't learn from his students. But already having knowledge, the teacher gains more experience by teaching, because he already knows. A teacher also can teach a good student that wants to learn. Possibly the student can learn to share knowledge himself that he's learned with others. I have to admit this even applies to myself when sharing knowledge. Most of the time I have to search the scriptures to find out if what's being said is so. This is what we have to do. So remember what it tells us in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Remember them which rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yahuwah, whose face following, considering the end of their conversation. So at this particular time, keep your Bibles open. Keep that learning process flowing. Keep that blood flowing. I'll pass our program back to the seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Mr. Kev, excellent on your part. It's just so much information. But it's so important for somebody. It has to be a ministry that flat out don't get caught up with the game sand of Korah and the game sand or anything, and stick to the rules of Yahuwah. We got to stick to the rules of Yahuwah. That's the key. We got to stick to the rules. And it seems like it's so hard to, he lays out his rules on how he wants things done, because everything he got is the Father's really rules. So we're going to leave it like that. We're going to get right off into the broadcast. That's what we're going to do. Because we got a long way to go. And we're going to lay a little foundation, because remember, this time tomorrow night will be this time right here, tomorrow, while I still got some songs, it would be the preparation for the Passover. The preparation. That means get in a little earlier, like I heard that was said, get in a little early, because the Passover starts when the sun set. So Passover starts, and we'll be on our way tomorrow at 6:30. Remember, like Ms. Kill said, unless it's a special event. Okay, it is a special event. It's the Passover when the sun set. But the sun is not going to set you around about 7-something. So at the temple site, we just got to get in early enough to get things prepared for it. So, and that would be the preparation. That means to get in order for the Passover. So when the evening comes, so we will be on the airwaves about 6:30. I don't know how much is going to be said, because the bottom line is, Passover is a big event, but Almighty Yahuwah, and I'll make sure I don't miss too much any of it. So, Passover is tomorrow, when the sun set. It's not, everybody have did it already, and they do it between 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and everybody be gone before the sun set. But that means you need to leave the Bible at home. We're going to leave it like that, and we're going to go and show the scripture. You might as well leave the Bible at home, because you're not doing Yahuwah's business at all. You're doing somebody else's business, and we're going to take a look at that you know, real quickly, because it's very important to understand those that got an ear to hear. Well, hear the Bible. That's it. That's all I'm going to say, hear the Bible. Go on, look for Brother Yadai Israel, bring him in. We will get right off into just hear the Bible. Believe the Bible. You know, believe the Bible. When you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, remember one thing, Steve Ryan. Keep one thing in your mind about your health. Every day, you must check your blood up. So if you got your stepper, you got your air stepper or trampoline, remember, you got to check your blood up every day. The more you check your blood up, the better you will feel. You ain't got to be sluggish if you check your blood up. Every day, check your blood up. Get your blood to move up and down. And you'll be surprised, the more you check your blood up, the better you will feel. When you meet your brother with a loud voice, Brother Yadai Israel, Yahweh be there, see right.
God bless you, see Israel, see Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Brother Yahweh Israel. We got so many people confused, so many big camps want to know, well, why we can't do this thing together. Listen, how can you do something together unless you do it by the Bible? See, understand one thing. You know, a lot of people lost their life because they done together, but they done together with wickedness. See, if you do something together with wickedness, you're going to lose your life. I know it's not about the number game. It's about doing it according to what you can read. Not a lot of people together. So we probably might read by a lot of people together and a lot of people lost their life. I don't know. We might see that too. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahweh Israel, let's see if we get something going on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. So, Yahweh Israel, do you believe, what's your mind set on? Do you think, who are you, how, in a percentage of 1 to 10, how many of you believe the Bible as it's written? How many, from scale of 1 to 10, what number would you give it?
From 1 to 10, see, I would have to use the word few. That's the word I would use, few.
Okay, I'll accept that. Look what it says in Numbers chapter 16, 35 and 49. Look what it says in Numbers 16, verse 35 and 49.
The book of Numbers chapter 15, verse number 35 and 49.
Yeah, Numbers 16, 35 and 49.
The book of Numbers, chapter 16, verse 35 and 49 reads, book of Numbers 16, verse number 35. They came out of fire from Yahweh and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. Verse 49. Now they died in the plague with 14,700, besides them that died about the matter of Korah.
Oh, yeah? He says, read it again in verse 35 again.
The book of Numbers 16, verse 35. They came out of fire from Yahweh and consumed the 250 men that offered incense.
Okay, we'll come back to the 16 verse 2. 16 verse 2. You said 250 men died. Again, Korah's matter. What is reading 16 verse 2 on that case?
The book of Numbers 16, verse number 2. They rose up before Moses with certain of the family of Israel 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown.
Ain't that something? You trying to tell me that the 250 men you got, Yahuwah got every last one of them? Is that what you trying to tell me, Brother Yahuwah, when we precept that back? Is you trying to tell me that the 250 men got caught up with Korah? And that 250 men that burn the incense, is that the same, that's the precept to it? So you mean the 250 men that Korah had to follow them, all of them lost their life. Is that what we're reading now?
That's what the book say.
So if that was the book say, and that's why we try to tell these camps, it's not the point of unity. You can't get unity in doing wrong. See, we stand alone, the Six of Anointed Camp, because we can't read what you're doing. And just as Korah was able to get 250 renowned men together to follow his wickedness, and every last one of them lost their life. Then the people that they was able to raise up and get them all riled up. In verse 49, look what happened to them that follow that, because you got people who follow, and they might say, well, that's I'll agree. You can't agree on anything unless you can read it out of the Bible. Why would you agree if you can't read it? You just don't say it because it sounds good. These 250 men lost their life, and they was able to pull in how many that lost their life in verse 49?
The book of Numbers 16, verse 49. Now they that died in the plague was 14,700.
14,700. They was able to convince 14,000. And you know what they did to the 14,000? Let's go to Acts chapter 8, verse 10 and 11. This is what happened to the 14,000. This is what happened to the 14,000 in Acts chapter 8, verse 10 and 11.
Book of Acts chapter 8, verse number 10, verse number 11 reads. The book of Acts chapter 8, verse number 10. To whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, the man is the power of Yahweh. Verse number 11. To him they had regard, that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorcery.
I had a big pastor call me and said, you know, about how they these big camps have shown them to growly encounters and all this stuff about the Passover. You got to check out there in Jerusalem about things like this. And he says, and I thought about you for a minute, and after you ran it down to me, I almost fell for it. I really appreciate you putting me back on my feet. Listen, C. Ray, you can't go with the numbers. I don't care who it is. You always have to be a 17, verse 10, 11. What it says in Acts 17, 10, and 11, that Brother Yahuwah died earlier? What it says in Acts chapter 17, 10, and 11?
The book of Acts, chapter 17, verse number 10, verse number 11 reads, Acts 17, verse number 10, and the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the temple of Yahuwah Judah, verse number 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so.
And searched the scriptures daily to see is it so. See, right? You know, especially the Six Anointed Count, make sure scripture, don't try to, well, I know my, no, you know what you do know. I tell you what, let's search the scriptures and see, is it so? make sure that you do things according to the scripture. You see these people lost their life, and you see other people that got with them that lost their life, and Yahweh keep telling you over and over again in Luke 10:26. What do you say in Luke 10:26?
The book of Luke, chapter 10, verse number 26 reads, book of Luke 10, verse 26. He said unto him, what is written in the Torah instructions, how readeth you?
What he says, what is written in the Torah instructions? How you read what's written. If you want to make sure you're on the right track, make sure you do what's written. Let's go to Acts 15:15. Let's go to Acts 15:15.
The book of Acts, chapter 15:15. And to this agree the words of the seers, as it is written.
All agree with the seers as it is written. See, right here? See, you... Because if you don't, he's going to tell you something. Because in Leviticus chapter 5, 1 and 17, you just, because your overseer didn't get mad and get hot at somebody, and all of a sudden you mad and hot with somebody. You know he got written over there in Leviticus chapter 5, 1 and 17, a profound statement, what he got written?
The book of Leviticus chapter 5, verse number 1. Verse number 17 reads, book of Leviticus 5, verse number 1. And if a person sins, and is a witness swearing, and is a witness, whether he or she has seen or known of it, if they do not utter it, then they shall bear his sin. Verse 17, if a person sin and commit anything which are forbidden to be done by the Torah instructions of Yahweh, though they wish it not, yet they are guilty and shall bear their sins.
You watch a person that's an overseer to you, and you know that he's backbiting. You know that he is wrong. You just as guilty as he is. Because you got to make sure that, and you got a lot of overseers have really just stumbled at this thing, and they got a lot of decent followers, members, behead. But they're going to have to pay the price of his wickedness, because they got their already mind made up on what they're going to do and how they're going to do it, and they'll talk about some Grolian calendars and the Gregory and all that old stuff. Listen, see, right here. Do you hear what the man is trying to tell you? If you want to know what he's saying, go to Isaiah 46, 9, and 10. What he says in Isaiah 46, make it 10 and 11. We'll leave off 11. I mean, 9 is look at 10 and 11. What he says in Isaiah 46, verse 10 and 11, that brother Yahweh is written.
The book of Isaiah 46. Verse 10 and verse number 11 reads, Book of Isaiah 46, verse number 10, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient time the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Verse number 11, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that execute my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Now he pulled that. He's letting you know he called the end from the beginning, but he's telling you plainly how you're supposed to operate. This is how you operate, Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. Listen.
Book of Deuteronomy 8, verse number 3 reads, and he humbled you, and suffered you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you knowest not. Neither did your father know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread only, by every word that proceed out of the mouth of Yahweh, the man and woman live.
That's how you live. Matthew 4:4. Then he came right back in the body. He came right in the body in Matthew 4:4 and made a profound statement. And what did he say?
The book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse number 4 reads, "But he answered and said, it is written, man and woman shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of Yahweh."
What was it written there? We just got through reading 8, verse 3, Luke 4:4. He says it's written. So what? Where is he pointing back if he went from the right side back to Deuteronomy 8, 3? Luke 4, verse 4 says what?
Book of Luke, chapter 4, verse number 4 reads, Book of Luke 4, verse number 4, "And Yahweh the Son answered them, saying, it is written, the man and woman shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of Yahweh."
I tell you, it is written what man got to do. It is written, Hebrews chapter 11, 28, polluted for evil. What is written? Man live by every word that the man is. What is Hebrews 11, 28?
The book of Hebrew, polluted word Hebrews, chapter 11, verse number 28 reads, "Through the covenant, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood. He see that destroy the firstborn should touch them."
By the covenant, you keep the Passover. By the covenant, see, right? You do the Passover by the covenant. That's how you do the Passover, by the covenant. Let's go to the 34th chapter of Exodus. Look at verse 10. And we'll skip down to verse number 28. Exodus 34, verse 10. Just give me two lines. Give me two lines and skip down to verse 28. Give me two lines in 34, verse 10.
The book of Exodus, 34, verse number 10. He said, "Behold, I make a covenant before you and all the people."
I make a covenant. This is a covenant, man. What did he say in 28?
Verse number 28, Exodus 34, 28. "He was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. Did he eat bread or drink water? He wrote upon the table of the words. He wrote upon the table the words of the covenant, the Torah instructions."
But to who? The last two lines. Who did he write it to? Give me the last two lines in 27. Who was the covenant wrote to? Because remember, they got everything out of order. Now, I don't know how you're going to get it in order unless you understand the order. The order was said, matter of fact, read the whole verse 27. This is what Yahweh told Moses in verse 27.
Verse number 27. "And Yahweh said unto Moses, write you these words. But after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel."
So I made a covenant with the whole 12 of Israel through Moses. So the covenant was made. See, you got them talking about now they peeping at the moon. They peeping at some green corn. If the corn got, listen, you ain't got to do all that if that ain't not in what all is written. See, you got to go on what is written. Let's go to Exodus chapter 12. Here go the foundation. And see what you hear anything about. Some corn got to get green or some got to bud up. Here go the foundation when he implemented the Passover. When he implemented the Passover, let's see what the tenor of the words is about by going to 12th chapter 1 through 6. Let's see when he implemented the Passover. Let's see what anything be based upon what this word means. I don't care what the word means. Listen to the tenor of these words when he called Moses eyeball to eyeball and Aaron was riding shotgun with him. Exodus 12, 1 through 6. Listen good.
The book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse number 1 through 6 reads, Exodus chapter 12, verse number 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, verse number 2, this month shall be the unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Verse number 3. Speak you also unto all the family of the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the family of their fathers, a lamb for a family. Verse number 4. If the family be too little for the lamb, and their neighbor next unto them, take it according to the number of the people. Every man according to his eating shall make your account for the lamb. Verse number 5. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. Verse number 6. You shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole congregation and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening.
You keep it up until the first month, 14 day at evening, and that's when you kill it. So he given, now you hear anything about some kind of some got the bud, the corn, got, listen, see, Roy, that's all, you know what that kind of conversation is? Let's go to Mar. Let me show you what kind of conversation that is. That's a Mar conversation right there. Matter of fact, that make you a her. That make you a her. That's all that make you all. You can't just do stuff like, listen, all that stuff you bring in based upon, that's not the foundation of what this man is saying. You live what you go with what the man is saying. In the Mark, he making a final statement in the book of Mark, chapter 7, verse 6, 6 through 9, 6 through 9. Let's see what he's saying, 6 through 9 and 13. Mark, chapter 7, 6 through 9 and 13. What did he say?
The book of Mark, chapter 7, verse number 6 through 9 and verse number 13 reads, Book of Mark 7, verse number 6. He answered and said unto them, Where have Isaiah prophesied of you, hypocrites, as it is written, this people honor me with their lips, but their mind is far from me. Verse 7. Howbeit in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Verse number 8. For laying aside the Torah instruction of Yahweh, you hold the traditions of men as washing of pots and cups. Many are such like things you do. Verse number 9. And he said unto them, full well, you reject the Torah instructions of Yahweh, that you may keep your own traditions. Verse 13. Making the word of Yahweh of none effect through your traditions, which you have delivered, and many such like things do you.
Mm-hmm. Going back to Exodus chapter 12, 14 through 18 and 21. So, do you hear anything pertaining to, surely, maybe, somewhere you read where that, you know, the blossom of corn, that ain't got nothing to do with the Passover, because the corn going to blossom up at that time. Some part of the area, corn ain't going to never blossom up. You over there in what that cold place? What name that cold place they got, brother Yada Israel? What's the name of that
Alaska.
Cold place they got?
Alaska.
Well, what corn gonna grow there? Where you gonna get some corn at there? Huh? When did the corn grow in Alaska? If they don't have to import it in, so how you gonna go with that kind of conversation? When some bud up that's been around close to that, because the word AB up means green corn. So what? What they got to do with what Yahweh is saying here? What that means? what is the man saying? What is he saying in 14 through 18 and 21? You got places that's cold all year round. If it's cold all year round, ain't nothing, but they're going to keep the Passover cold on the day that the Bible tells you to do it, not based upon some corn coming up half strength or something. Let's go back to 12th chapter and pick up verse 14 through 18 and 21. Listen good.
The book of Exodus chapter 12, verse number 14 through 18 and verse number 21 reads, book of Exodus 12, verse number 14, and this day shall be unto you for a memorial. You shall keep it a feast to Yahweh throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. Verse 15. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. Verse 16. In the first day there shall be a righteous assembly, and in the seventh day there shall be a righteous assembly to you. No matter work shall be done in this, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. Verse 17, you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Mizraim, polluted word Egypt. Therefore shall you observe this day in your generation by an ordinance forever. Verse 18, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening. Verse 21, then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover.
And kill the Passover. We didn't do you kill the Passover in verse 6. When do you kill the Passover lamb? When do you kill it and start working with him in 6?
Book of Exodus 12, verse 6. You shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening.
Kill it in the evening. Not 1 p.m. when the sun is shining. You don't need no book the way you count is doing what Yahweh says not to do. Why do you bring a book with you at all? 2 Chronicles 30, verse 15. Let's see if you slip. Let's see what happens in 2 Chronicles 30, verse 15. For a long time, they lost their record. 30 verse 15, but what they do when they found the records of 2 Chronicles.
The book of 2 Chronicles 30, verse 15. Then they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the second month. The priests and the Levites were ashamed and sanctified themselves and brought in the burnt offering into the temple of Yahweh.
Found the record that killed the Passover on the 14th day. They killed the Passover. That means they were ready to put it in their throat on the 14th day. Why he keep telling you when you're supposed to do this thing? Let's back up to Exodus 34. Now make it 23:15 of Exodus. With that understanding, we're going to go to Exodus 23:15. We're doing this lesson because we got a lot of leaders of other camps just don't understand this thing. But news always will get to their lap when we soundly show you what the Bible's saying, not why don't we come together. We see, we just read in the early part of the lesson, the kind of people lost their life by coming together. You don't come together upon the wickedness. You come together upon the word of Yahweh. Exodus 23:15, listen.
Book of Exodus 23, verse 15 reads, Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. You shall eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded you, in the time appointed of the month Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty.
At the time appointed. You know, if you sit there trying to watch for anything that's coming too soon, 10 days too soon, or will a certain piece of corn grow, listen, you got to do it according. You know how people give you a job, say a time appointed? You know what that means. Then they tell you, okay, well, at a time appointed, you come on back and you bring your application in at a time appointed. I bet you understand that, what a time appointed means. He gave me a date. He didn't tell me about no corn, looking at no moon or nothing. He gave me a date at a time appointed to bring back my application in. You understand that time appointed, but this Bible, you can't understand the time appointed. Exodus 34:18. So I'm telling you about the time appointed. 34:18.
The book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse number 18, read, the feast of unleavened bread shall thou keep. 7 days shall thou eat unleavened bread, as I commanded you in the time of the month Abib. With the month Abib, you That's came it. Out from Egypt.
At the time of Abib. At the time of Abib. This man specific with time. Time. The time of Abib. 16:1 Deuteronomy. At the time of Abib. Why is he telling you the time of Abib? He gives you specific time. 16:1 Deuteronomy.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verse number 1 reads, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto Yahuwah your Yahuwah. With the month Abib, Yahuwah brought you forth out of Egypt by night.
By night, see, right? You going to do Yahuwah business with that Bible by night. By night. That's what he's saying. Back up to Numbers 28, verse 1, 16 through 18. See, listen, he's telling you, Passover on the 14th day of Abib, tell you nothing about no green corn, don't care how the corn look. Ain't no corn in Alaska. Ain't no corn growing where it's the snow all the way around year to year. You got places called in Quebec. Snow just run up year to year. When they going to be looking for some corn? It's imported in. Some places, that it don't get no summer. It stays cold all the time. You got another place I remember talking to them back in the days, and it's a place they cold all the time where a lot of big dignitaries go in and hide out with you know, politicians go and hide out. We done some lessons only years ago. It's a place that stay cold. Ain't none out there but polar bears and you remember we taught a lesson that a place, forgot to slip my mind, Brother Yahya Israel, but it's a place we taught them a lesson showing that place stay cold year round. And you got a lot of politicians that go there and they shack up and where you can't get outside no, it's everything cold. You remember any of that, Brother Yahya Israel?
Somewhat, see, somewhat.
Well, okay, well, some. Okay, good enough. Yahya Israel. But, you know, we'll get to, but the place, I forgot the name of the place, and a lot of big dignitaries over there. And the place, they're cold year-round. So when are they going to see some corn? It'll come back to us in another lesson or two. It'll come back to us. But you got places that don't have no sunshine there. So when are they going to be watching some corn if they're going to keep the feast of Yahuwah? Because remember, Yahuwah Judah is in every nation upon the sun. So they somewhere over there too. So when are they going to keep it? But what corn going to grow there? It ain't going to grow in that place called, it'll come to me. That's all right. What you reading, Brother Yahdai Israel? Numbers 28:1, 16 through 18. Listen.
The book of Numbers 28, verse number 1. verse number 16 through 18 reads, book of Numbers 28, verse number 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse number 16, in the 14th day of the first month is Yahweh's Passover. Is the Passover of Yahweh. Verse 17. And in the 15th day of this month is the feast. 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. Verse 18. In the first day shall be a righteous assembly. You shall do no manner of severe work therein.
Mm-hmm. So they told you again, on the 15th day is unleavened bread. So here's the point. When you read about the time appointed, a time appointed in 23:15 and 34:18, the time appointed was the 15th day or the 14th that evening. To the 15th day or the 14th day that evening, right after Passover, is unleavened bread. He got a date. That's the time appointed. He's telling you, do the time appointed. You got a lot of places that can't grow no corn. Let's go to number 33, verse 3. Now, Taylor, give me Ezekiel 5:21 first. Back down to number 33. Ezekiel 45:21.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 45, verse number 21 reads, Ezekiel 45, verse 21. In the first month, in the 14th day of the month, shall have the Passover, a feast of 7 days. Unleavened bread shall be eaten.
What do man live by in 3 verse 7 of Amos? Now, Ezekiel said you do the Passover on the 14th day. What do man live by in Amos 3 verse 7?
The book of Amos. Chapter 3, verse number 7 reads, book of Amos 3, verse number 7. Surely, Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the seers.
That's the one going to tell you what this Bible is saying. Bible is saying, see, right? Now, what we say we're going to next, I said we bet. Yeah, give me number 33, verse 3.
The book of Numbers 33, verse number 3 reads, book of Numbers, chapter 33, verse number 3. And they departed from Ramesses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month. On the morrow after the Passover, the family of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians.
So he just told you when the Passover is. They said unleavened bread was on the 15th, but on the morrow it went out. So the Passover was on the 14th day. The 14th day, 15th day unleavened bread. 14th day, 15th day. Listen, the Bible is right. And you ain't read nothing about nobody's corn or nobody's moon. 14th day, 15th day. What do you read that at? Let's go to Leviticus 23 and pick up at verse 4 and 5. 4, 5, and 6. I want to just get back-to-back days. So listen, Steve Reyes. What do you have these? Unless somebody tell you something and you can't read why they doing what they doing. You got to read it, see, right? And we reading you when Yahweh want his Passover, his unleavened bread to be a celebration, a remembrance of him. He's telling you according to the Bible. In the 23rd chapter, verse 1, hold on in verse 6 says what?
The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse number 1, verse number 4 through 6 reads, book of Leviticus 23, verse number 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse number 4, these are the feasts of Yahweh, even righteous assemblies, which you shall proclaim in their season. Verse 5, in the 14th day of the first month, at evening is Yahuwah's Passover, and of the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto Yahuwah. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread.
Exodus 12:37. So you see, he got a count system. His count system ain't about watching no elements, no corn elements, no moon elements. You find out wherever you are in the world, whatever calendar they work with, because all feast days is done according to Exodus 34:4-10. All feast days starts right here in 13:4 and Exodus. This is how your first feast starts. 13:4-10. What does it say?
The book of Exodus chapter 13:4-10 reads. Book of Exodus chapter 13:4. This day came you out in the month Abib. Verse 10. You shall therefore keep this ordinance in its season from year to year.
You keep it in order from year to year. You can't be watching for a certain moon to do something, a certain piece of corn to do something. Abib means green corn. So what? What you got to do with what he's saying about his Passover? So what did God do with it? Let's go to 2 Kings 23:21. I mean, it's written all over the Bible what we're supposed to do that we can read. We got to read and see, right? You got to have a more of a giddy up about it. Yeah, that sounds good, but that's very important. But let me read what you're saying. Huh? I want to read what you're saying. That's all I'm asking you. Let me read what you're saying. 23:21 by the book of Kings.
The book of 2 Kings 23:21 reads. Book of 2 Kings 23:21. And the king commanded all the people, saying, keep the Passover unto Yahuwah your Yahuwah, as it is written in the book of the covenant.
Keep the Passover as is written in the book. And I mean, that's more than plain. Keep the Passover as is written in the book. That's how you do the Passover. The Passover will be discussed with whoever your leader is according to the book. If you can read, they tell you anything about the Passover and the corn move or the moon or do certain things, then Mr. Overseer, read that to me. Read that to me that we both do any feast days according to corn or according to any part of the moon. Read that to me out of the Bible. They found the book as it is written in the book of a covenant. That's how you do the Passover. Matthew 12:37 again, Exodus. I need one more shot here. 12:37 is what?
The book of Exodus.
Yes, sir.
The book of Exodus, chapter 12:37 reads. Exodus 12:37. And the family of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Sukkot, about 600,000 on foot. There were men besides children.
Mm-hmm. So it was millions of them was following Moses. Exodus 14:8.
The book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse number 8 reads, Exodus 14:8. And Yahuwah hardened the mind of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He pursued after the family of Israel. The family of Israel went out with a high hand.
Yeah, and you will go out with a high hand. Pharaoh is telling you some things that are going to get you cut off. And we read in the earlier part of the lesson that many people lost their life from following Pharaoh. Listen, I don't care who your overseer is. Tell them, look here, we're going to make sure you got your the offerings and everything you got to have. But let's do it according to the Bible. Why can't we do what we get ready to do according to the Bible? That's all we want to do. We want to do some Bible. But you're always going to run into, let's go to 2 Chronicles 30 and look at verse 6 through 9 and 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 6 through 9 and verse 12 says what? 2 Chronicles 30, 6 through 9 and 12, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 30, verse 6 through 9 and verse number 12 reads, the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 30, verse number 6 through 9. And verse number 12, 2 Chronicles 30, verse number 6. So the post went with the letters from the king and his princes throughout all Israel and Yahdah Judah, according to the commandment of the king, saying, you family of Israel, turn again unto Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, and Israel, and he will return to the remembrance remnant of you that are escaped out of the hand of the kings of Assyria. Verse number 7. And be not you like your father and like your brethren, which trespass against Yahweh of their fathers, who therefore gave them up to desolation, as you see. Verse number 8. Now be ye not stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto Yahweh, and enter into his temple, which he has sanctified forever. Serve Yahweh, your Yahweh, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. Verse number 9. For if you turn again unto Yahweh, your brethren, your families, shall find compassion before them that led them captive, so that they shall come again into this land. For Yahweh, your Yahweh, is gracious, merciful, and will not turn away his face from you if you return unto him. Verse number 12. Also in Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom, the hand of Yahweh was to give them one mind to do the Torah instruction of the king of the princes by the word of Yahweh. Thank you.
Yahweh Israel. Yahweh bless you, brother. Yahweh Israel.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. I see you, Royal. Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah, Yahweh. That was just a flexor muscle. That's called a flexor muscle. That's all that is. Flexor muscle. But we're going to flex some muscle back into this book. So in the 14th chapter of Mark, in the 14th chapter of Mark there, Brother Yahdai Israel, because see one thing about it, it has to be a ministry can really just take care of what the book is saying as it's written. We're going to the 14th chapter of Mark and look at verse 1. We're going to see if we analyze verse 1. Mark 14, verse 1. Listen to this.
The book of Mark, chapter 14, verse number 1 reads, after 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread. And the chief priests and scribes saw how they might take him by craft and put him to death.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, right. 2 days was the feast of the Passover. So now the feast of the Passover, it was 2 days before the feast of the Passover. 2 days before the feast of the Passover. Good. Now let's skip down a little bit more there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And let's skip down to verse number 12. 2 days before the Passover. Verse 12.
Verse number 12, Mark 14, verse number 12. And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, the disciples said unto him, well, wilt thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover?
Mm-hmm. The Passover. Where you want to eat this Passover? Uh-huh. And what he says in verse 16 and 17. Listen good at verse 16 and 17.
Verse number 16, verse 17 reads, verse 16, and his disciples, his followers went forth and came into the city and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. Verse 17, and in the evening he cometh with the 12.
After evening, so now all this is going on right here. They make him ready to Passover, getting prepared for the evening to eat the Passover. So the preparation was what they was just called preparation, getting things prepared for the evening of Passover. So tomorrow is going to be if you get things ready. And when the evening comes, it will be Yahweh's Passover. And that's when you start eating in the evening. The evening seed, right? Now we're going to precept that to Matthew 26, 18 through 20. I mean, listen. He is the one, is the Passover lamb according to 129 and 36 of St. John. If he kept the Passover in the evening, why are you keeping the Passover on some green corn off some moon or at 1 p.m. and 12 in the afternoon. If you can follow the man, he said, be ye followers of me as I am of Yahweh. Follow the man down here, the man doing the Passover in the evening. In the evening, see, right here, the preparation day is the 13th. And when the evening come on the 13th, it's the 14th. That's the Passover. At the evening. But we're going to precept that to get understanding in Matthew 26, 18 through 20. Look what he did.
The book of Matthew 26, verse number 18 through 23. Book of Matthew 26, verse number 18. He said, go into the city to such a man. Say unto him, the master said, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my followers, disciples. Verse number 19. And the disciples did as Yahweh the Son had appointed them. They made ready the Passover. Verse number 20. Now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12.
The word of dawn for the evening. What is that called? The preparation seed, right? Go get it ready. Get it all together. And we're going to, as soon as the evening, you know, when it gets dark, then we're going to eat the Passover. So that's what he did, see, right? So he did it in the evening. They sit down and they ate the Passover. Verse 26. And this was going on in verse 26.
Verse number 26.
Same book.
Matthew 26. Verse 26, and as they were eating, Yahweh the Son took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body.
Now you're going to turn that into a doctrine. You're going to turn that into a whole, now you got the Roman Catholic Church saying that if a priest don't come in before we die because we got to go to purgatory or heaven, so you got to get him in before they can give us the bread and the wine, because if we don't, we don't know where we're going to be at. So you don't, we in bad shape. But we know the six anointed counselors got to get their win up and start dealing with this thing in grand style, because if we don't tell it, it's not going to be told. Because all the big counselors gave up the ghost on this thing. They're doing what the cattle are saying, what they saying out there on green corn and moons. Man, green corn and moons ain't this the ingredients that you're gonna see on them days, but you got places, it's cold places that don't grow no corn. They stay cold year round. So what they gonna go on? What they gonna go on? The book. Got to go on the book. All right, good enough on that. Now let's look at something over here in Genesis 2, verse 7. What does it say in Genesis 2, verse 7?
The book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse number 7 reads, Genesis 2, verse 7. Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living person.
Yeah. So the soul is the person. You are the soul. Now, Yahweh breathed into this man and he became a living person, living soul, right? So now, if we read in 12 verse 1, now the key word here, he breathed into him. And let's find out what did he breathe into this man. When we go to Zechariah by precept in your Bible in 12:1. What does it say in 12:1?
The book of Zechariah, chapter 12, verse number 1 reads, book of Zechariah 12, verse 1. The burden of the word of Yahweh, for Israel saith Yahweh, which stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundation of the earth, and formeth the spirit of man within him.
So he formed the spirit that was in man. What spirit he put in man? He breathed into that man. You see, so Yahweh breathed into that man, see, right? Now we're going to pull a rabbit out of that. And then you tell me what Yahweh did that. But the only way you're going to understand this is through precept, see, right? We read in 2 verse 7, Yahweh breathed into man. Man became a living soul. We read in Zechariah, Yahweh formed the spirit that was in man, right? Now we're going to St. John chapter 20. We're going to St. John chapter 20 and look at verse 22 and 23. Listen good, see right here. Listen good at this book. And sooner or later, you're going to recognize that the six anointed counts. And a lot of people's going to do what they got to do. Because one thing about it, you keep on following wickedness, you're going to receive the wicked reward or go on with tradition, because you can pull all all big camps together, and we all gonna eat a little meat and drink a little bit on 10 days too soon. Now, listen, now watch this. We're going to precept that. What we just heard there, we're going to precept that too. St. John 20, verse 22 and 23. Now, listen to this.
The book of St. John, chapter 20, verse 22. Verse 23 reads, book of St. John, chapter 20, verse 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive you the righteous spirit. Verse 23. Whosoever sins, you remit, they are remitted unto them. Whosoever sins, you retain, they are retained.
Ain't that something? You hear that, Brother Young Dog Israel? You hear what's going on here?
Yes, sir.
So now we know who that in Genesis. Now we know who was that in Zechariah. All they done, they didn't do, they just didn't put Yahweh the Son on it. Because you would have scoffed at it in 2 verse 7. You would have scoffed at it at 12 verse 1. But then we went to the 20th chapter, and he sealed a deal for himself. Huh? Read that again, Dr. Israel. So how you got this man... his presence is only when Joseph was around. This man, it just told you the same one. He's telling you that he picked up his same thing. He done in the 14th chapter. He met Abram with the bread and the wine. That same man that met Abram with the bread and the wine, the same one you just got to read in the 26th chapter. That was his tools, the bread and the wine, see, right? But you didn't build no doctrine back there in the 14th chapter of Genesis about the bread and the wine. Now you got the bread and wine as this is the only way I can get to heaven. Up and away. That's the bread and wine. That's what the man's tools he was working with. See, right? Now, let me get back to where we at. Up in Matthew 5:17 for a minute.
Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 17 reads, think not that I am come to destroy the Torah instructions or the seals. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
I ain't come to change nothing. I come to fulfill whatever that is written. This is the Father's business. Then the Father said plainly in 17 verse 5. What did he say in saying Matthew 17 verse 5 there, Brother Yagdai Israel?
Book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse number 5 reads, Matthew 17, verse number 5. And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. Behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear you him.
See, the man is saying, so this Genesis 2 verse 7, see right here, who formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Huh? The breath of life was breathed. The chamber with the spirit that formed in man. Then we read to St. John chapter 20. With just reading the Bible, changer. St. John chapter 20, verse 22 and 23, just to make it sound good. What did it say that, Brother Yagdai Israel?
Book of St. John chapter 20, verse number 22, and verse 23 reads, St. John 20, verse 22. When he, Yahweh the Son, has said this, he breathed on them, and said unto them, receive you the righteous spirit. Verse 23.
Hey, Sarah, stop it.
23. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. Whosoever sins you retain, they are retained.
That's a lot of power he passed. You see what power he passed now? Yahweh passed a whole lot of power in 23. And what he said in 28 through 31, that Brother Yahweh Israel. Brother Yahweh Israel, I think you own some over there now. Verse 28 to 31, what did he say?
Verse 28. St. John 20, verse 28. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Yahweh, my Yahweh. Verse 29. Yahweh the Son said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. Verse 30. And many other signs truly did Yahweh the Son in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. Verse 31. But these are written that you might believe that Yahweh the Son is Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh the Father, that believing you might have life through his name.
Ain't that something? That big bitch is talking here. You see what Thomas put in his mouth in verse 28? What did he say, Brother Yahweh Israel? Well, behind what he did, what did Thomas say in verse 28?
Verse number 28. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Yahweh, my Yahweh.
Ain't that something? He messed Thomas up. He said, Thomas, you know the one that the seal was talking about in 12:1? That was me. You know the one that's in Genesis 2, verse 7? That was me. What did Thomas say? My Yahweh. You see what the man is trying to tell y'all? You know, why you, you know, and the Bible say, just hear what my boy is saying. You ain't got to worry about no green corn, no moons. What he's saying, he says, what the man say? Let's go back to the 26th chapter of the book of Matthew. What the man said, all we got to do is find out what he say. Please, somebody bring the knockout blow on what did Yahweh say. That's all we want to hear. That sounds good, but what did Yahweh say? That's all. Let's see what he says over here. He says, he made a final statement. He says, what I need, Brother Yahweh Israel. He uses a profound word there. I want to bring that, and I want to put a little precept on it there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Can you help me out on what the man said? He says, I'll tell you what, I stalled for a minute. But read verse 31 as I stall and find my home run here. Read 31.
The book of Matthew 26, verse 31 reads, Then said Yahweh the Son unto them, All you shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing. You know, I like to take a hold of some of these old these teachers right here and just... He says it's written, see, Ray. He said, now, they're gonna drop the shepherd. They're going to put some on the shepherd. And guess what? He said, all rest of them is going to break out running. He said, all rest of you going to break out running tonight. He said, y'all going to break out running tonight. Come back to the 13th chapter, back of right, and let's see what the seal says about that. Verse number 7. Let's see what the old seal said about that, old Zechariah the seal. Let me tell you, when this man was All you got to do is have a Bible with you. Now, in Zechariah 13 chapter there, Brother Yagdai Israel, what it says in Zechariah 13, verse 7?
The book of Zechariah 13, verse number 7. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, save Yahuwah, Yahuwah the Father of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. And I will turn my head. And I will turn my head upon the little ones.
Let me tell you something, Brother Yagdai Israel. See, when you know what you know, and if this don't get you up to understand that this is the ministry going to take care of his business. When this man was speaking, he was only speaking on what's written. He ain't never told you about no moon or no corn. He said, you know, this night, y'all going to be offending me. Y'all going to break out running. So when they done to hit that book, and it was already written in Zechariah, they were going to do that. So understand something. It was already written in Zechariah what the man going to do. See, right here, he told the seer step by step what he was going to do. And you got him with all this passion and all these problems that he was going through. And he tell you up front how he going to do it, told you in the book of Zechariah how he was going to do it, and everything. He said, you know, the flock going to do a wild, wild west and break out on me. So, you know, we're not surprised that these things happen. Because he said, and because this is what he says in the sixth chapter of St. John. He makes a final statement in the sixth chapter of St. John. He said something. This is what they said. This is what they said behind that, and this is what they're saying now. St. John, chapter 6. What is the world saying now, Brother Yagdai Israel, when the sixth anointed camp start rolling them scriptures out on them? What they say?
St. John 6.
Yeah, pick it up verse 60, and what happened? And what happened in verse 61?
Because St. John 6, verse number 60. Many therefore of his followers, disciples, when they heard this saying, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Verse 61. When Yahuwah the Son knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, do this. Offend you.
What you mean by it that they murmured, Eddie? Put up a definition of murmured. What that definition is, what they did, let's see what they did, Brother Yagdai Israel. Men of his father murmured it. And see, you don't tell you something. Let's read the definition for it, then we'll comment on the definition. Let's put up that definition of they murmured against, and that's what they're doing. But let's put that definition up there, Brother Yagdai Israel. They murmured. What that definition mean now, Brother Yagdai Israel C. Roy?
I'm trying to write it down. I'm trying to write it down here,
see. I'll talk to you, run it down. I'm going to tell you something, C. Roy. You know, sooner or later, it can come clear. And that's why we urging the sixth anointed camp. Step it up. Get them fringes on. So Yahuwah put them blessings on you. Be prepared to deal with this according to as it's written. That foolish talking is moon and corn talk. Corn and at the corn is a certain. You got places don't grow no corn seed, right? So how they kept the Passover? As it was written in the Bible. Got places for Abib means corn, green or early corn. So what? What that got to do with what the man is saying on the Passover day? You got places don't grow no corn at all. You going to take that and you going to make a doctrine out of that? What you got, Brother Yagdai Israel? Come on.
I read from the online dictionary, and it reads, murmur.
Say something in a low, soft, or indistinct voice. Make a low, cautious sound. Say something cautiously and discreet.
Yeah, yeah. And we got plenty will do that. Then backbite you to the bone, boy, and a backbite you to the bone as soon as they can get half it on the corner. They'll backbite you to the bone, you see? They'll murmur. Or they'll give you a battery statement, and no other time before they get halfway out your eyesight, they backbite you to the bone, biting the meat to the bone off your back in that kind of conversation. Come on back over here. They murmured against it. But look at Yahweh turn around and say, he said, y'all murmured at this. And what did they do in verse 66? St. John 6:66. What brother Yahweh, Israel?
The book of St. John 6, verse 66. From that time, many of his followers, disciples, went back and walked no more with him.
So when that happened, that just happened, see, Roy. We don't see the best of them do things like that. But that ain't going to change the word of Yahweh. If they walked out on Yahweh the Son, 6 and 9 and camp, they're going to walk out on you. But as long as you know you put some book on them, so be it. If they know they don't get no word, their mind going to stay at a standstill until they return to 6 and 9 and camp. So bottom line, but then Yahweh turned around and looked at the ones that is hardcore. And he said some of the ones, what he said in 67.
Verse number 67. Then said Yahweh the Son unto the 12, will you also go away?
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? He said the ones that are looking ready to answer. And ask them a question. What y'all gonna do? What then they, and he speak of the nation of Israel, he responds. And what did he say in verse 68? Somebody had to respond. Let's see what happened. It's time to respond. Verse 68.
Verse number 68. Then Simon Peter answered him, Yahweh, to whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life.
Yes, see, Reagan. So understand what this man is saying. And he's and told you got to understand what this man is saying in Acts 18:19-21. You got to understand something, see, Reagan. This thing we talk the same thing this time every year. You have to have that alarm in you. In Acts 18:19-21, you got to have alarm in you, like this guy, this short fella had it. Acts 18:19-21, listen good.
The book of Acts chapter 18, verse 19-21 reads, Acts 18, verse 19, he came to Ephesus and left them there, but he himself entered into the temple and reasoned with Yahweh Judah. Verse 20, when they desired him to tarry long time with them, he consented not. Verse 21, but bade them farewell, saying, I must, by all means, keep this peace that cometh in Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom. But I will return again unto you, if Yahweh will. And he sailed from Ephesus.
Yeah. So you see what he did, see, right? He said, yeah. He said, I know my job is to take care of business, but I know one thing. I got to be in that number. I got, by all means, I must get among them six anointed camps and keep that peace. They do it exactly the way the Bible tells them to do it. By all means, we're going to keep that peace. Let's see what Ezra did. He was nowhere near where he had to go. Let's go to Ezra chapter 6, 19-22. Let's see anybody deviate from the book. Do anybody Ezra chapter 6, verse 19 and 22. What does it say?
The book of Ezra, chapter 6, verse number 19, verse 22 reads, book of Ezra, chapter 6, verse number 19, the family of Israel and the family of the captivity kept the Passover upon the 14th day of the first month. Verse 22, and kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy, for Yahweh had made them joyful, turned their mind of the king of Assyria unto them, to strengthen their hands in the work of the temple of Yahweh, the Yahweh of Israel.
Wait a minute, brother Yahweh Israel. Who did what in 619 where you can't keep this unless you're in the land? You know we're not in the land. They always do that yo-yo conversation with you. Ezra 619, brother Yahweh Israel, deliver.
The book of Ezra, Ezra 6, verse number 19. And the family of the captivity kept the Passover upon the 14th day of the first month.
They kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. Don't you know the 14th day of the first month only come in 13 verse 10? I don't care what calendar you're looking at. That's the 13 verse 10. Do you know that only comes in 13 verse 10?
Book of Exodus 13. Book of Exodus 13, verse 10. You shall therefore keep this ordinance in its season from year to year.
If you get 1 year right, every other year going to fall in line. I don't care how much the sun go up and they move the clock back and all that. Just do the same thing you do this time every year. Once you find out when is Abib 14th, you do the same thing every year, and after 14th, you do the unleavened bread. And you got to do the 15th, and you got to stop being a Ephesians 4:15. You got to stop being a Ephesians 4:15. Do what they say. And 4:15.
The book of Ephesians.
Then we bag up to 4:15 and bag up to verse 14. Look what the man telling the northern kingdom. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, and kick up to verse 14. Listen good.
The book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 15, up to verse number 14. Ephesians 4, verse 15. But speak the truth in love. May grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Yahweh the Son. Verse 14.
Hold that part. What is the key word in there you got to do, brother Yahweh Israel? Ask him. Grow up. You got to grow up. You got to stop. Grow up. That's what he's telling you. Grow up. You're still in, we left you, we is in kindergarten. You come back 10, 15 years, you're still in kindergarten. When you going to grow up? Now give me 14.
Verse number 14, Ephesians 4, verse 14 reads, and we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
See that? You see that, Ray? We got some brothers in the 609 camp and sisters would not grow up. They would not grow up. They would go somewhere and let somebody bash them full of bad teaching and come back and be fumbling all around and can't get nowhere. Ecclesiastes. We'll close out with this, brother Yahweh Israel. Give me Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Pick it verse 29. If you got 30 on that, fine. But if you ain't got 30, 29, tell it. It'll help me out pretty good anyway. Let's go give me 11:29 and say it's what?
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, verse number 29 reads, Book of Ecclesiastes 11. Ecclesiastes?
Yes, sir. Make it Sirach. Yeah, give me Sirach. Give me Sirach 11:29.
The book of Sirach.
Make it Sirach. Yes, sir.
The book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse number 29 reads, Bring out every man into your house, for the deceitful man have many trains.
And what that means is 37 verse 10 of Sirach. Don't bring any man or woman in your house or in your mind. The house, he says, in your mind. That's what he means. 37 verse 10. We're going to precept this 37 verse 10. Listen good. Six anointed camps. So don't bring any every man and woman into your space. Why? 37 verse 10.
The book of Sirach 37 verse number 10 reads, Consult not with one that suspecteth thee, and hide thy counsel from such as envieth you.
And they speak great swirling words, and they can't wait till they get outside and backbite you. Back, hit you on your back to get to your meat. That's how they backbite you. They'll say swelling words and knowing all the time. Well, I might well pull that out. Did you got verse 30 in that? Verse 30. Give me Sirach 1. 29 and 30. And we'll leave it right there, Brother Yahya Israel. And remember one thing. We clear that the Passover start on the 13th, when the sun says the 14th. So the preparation on 13th. So remember one thing, earlier the better. Earlier the better. Because the preparation, see, right here, the Passover when the sun sets. We be on this old piece of network at 6:30. I don't know who gonna be teaching, but I'm saying we're giving you the information now. You know, we're going to be eating them up and drinking them up in them white garments tomorrow. See, right here, we're telling you what this Bible says, but you don't believe the Bible. You get tossed with to and fro with every rope up, 415, oh, up. 129, Brother
Yahya Israel,
what it say?
Book of Sirach, chapter 1, verse 29, and verse number 30 reads, Sirach, chapter 1, verse 29, Be not a hypocrite in the sight of men and women, and take good heed what thou speakest. Verse 30, Exalt not yourself, lest you fall. Bring dishonor upon yourself, and so Yahweh discover your secrets. Cast you down in the midst of the congregation, because you came is not in truth to the fear of Yahweh, but your mind is full of deceit.
Mm-hmm. You see the man saying? The man saying, you are full of deceit. You'll make a pleasant statement, and then you give yourself just room up to get out of here. What? The ears will not hear you, and you will backbite from the meat to the bone. You will backbite from the meat to the bone. You know, and but one thing about it, they had some sayings, but I got to get Titus 1:15. That's it. Give me Titus 1:15. I know we come off hard in between, whatever, but we do know what Titus 1:15 said, and that's it. That's it, Brother Yahya Israel. We'll leave it like that. You know what Titus says in 1:15. What do we say?
The book of Titus 1, verse 15. Unto the pure, all things are pure. For unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled.
Ain't that something? All right, this book right here is the greatest piece of literature here. I'm going to leave it like that. Brother Yagdai Israel, with your clothes, and we'll catch you eyeball to eyeball top part of Saturday at the Temple of Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Another way is rolling out there, see Israel, a sea royal. Great word team, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua.
Excellent. Brother Yagdai Israel. So he's letting you know. You know you can hold up all on your that I memos out of the six anointed camps, fiery speeches and on testimony hours and anointed time before you get out of the temple for 6 months, get back to the bar. Well, I don't like that. From Bremus Tibbs in for his final statement, and thus says Yahuwah. Understand one thing. The Bible is telling you exactly what to do. Why don't you believe the Bible? You ain't got to believe none of the six anointed camp. We don't want you to believe us. But once you believe what's written, the same one told you to keep the paths over, the same one breathed into man the breath of life. Keep the paths over. Keep the feast days. Keep the Sabbath day. It's just only just the voices of the two Israelites doing it according to the Bible. Everybody else doing it behind their own imagination. Because we're doing it as it's written. So Mr. Tibbs didn't get his final thoughts. And y'all on the clock, Mr. Tibbs.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel. And thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for continuing to listen to the words of Yahuwah, brought to you live each and every time. And why? Because we bring you new and exciting topics from the King James Bible about, first and foremost, Yahuwah's words, connecting the books, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days, as we've been continuing to remind you on this program. And we do this because you have not, and you came to seek that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday from 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tiaraibeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under that big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of your other devices, it may appear to be a little different. This time under the line, you may see menu. Clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as you did for computer use. While doing so, remember what it said to all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people, give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah glory due unto his name, bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver, and also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar to keep yourself in tune with the feast days. for you and your family that come to you throughout the year. For the live program, this is another feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and this will put you right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses. The first, which is Tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was to you. We have a few numbers also to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We use a few verses from the Bible to explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8 says, answer not before thou have heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. The other is James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, if any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain. But, as you can imagine, there are still those who do the opposite of what the scriptures say, like during the earlier portion of the programs or during the week. They will call during the program announcement, cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. And I suppose they just may ignore or may not be familiar with what Yahuwah the Son has told us in the book of Matthews, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah. Well, I find a lot of them out there that don't know the scriptures, and they do quite a bit of error in saying that they do know the scriptures, leading a lot astray. Besides that, we find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer for questions direct via voicemail, email, or text. He is generally usually pretty busy answering many memos, as most of us have seen, even thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And mostly what's most important is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to do 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I've previously mentioned before. You can call or leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But again, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthews, chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45 p.m. To go there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, another note, we're in the process of making it possible for any of the listening members to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. So don't forget, today is another day for the word of Yahuwah. And nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's word. And those of us that commend it, we add unto it, only following by those casting the same words we listen to behind their back, only wanting to hear the verses they enjoy in the Bible. Taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, and as I said before, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak. They have clearly forgotten we are only one man or one woman, and seriously, time is not in our favor. But don't worry, the best is yet to come. Remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman was Yahuwah created to do in this life, and that if it's all possible. Because if anyone ever told you they didn't even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another, past Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. Don't forget what Yahuwah the Son has told us about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So at this particular time, remembering that, don't forget that Hebrews chapter 13 tells us, verse number 7, "Remember them which rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yahuwah, whose face follows, considering the end of their conversations." So at this particular time, I will turn our program back to our seer Israel. Keep your Bibles open. Keep the learning process in order. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah. I'm still that segment on your part again. And remember one thing, Steve Ray. These feast days is feast days of Yahuwah. He made it convenient for the six anointed camps to receive you in. But you is keeping the feast of Yahuwah. These feast days is of Yahuwah. And that's the part you have to get past. It's not who to your left or who to your right. The feast days is the feast days of Yahuwah. You understand that? But if you don't understand that, it's gonna cost you in time to come. Let that one eye Satan hem you up or keep catching amnesia. It's on you. But we have presented to you soundly. Modia of Israel, when you meet Moses out of camp one with a loud voice, you say, Yahuwah be with you, Mother D of Israel, C. Royal.
Yahuwah bless you, seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
And the book of Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 and 4. Can you help me out on that verse? And I'm going to get running real quick. And Leviticus 23, verse 1 and 4. What do it say?
Leviticus chapter 23, verses 1 and 4. That was it, sir?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I say.
Okay. Leviticus chapter 23, verses 1 and 4, verse 1. And Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, verse 4, "These are the feasts of Yahuwah, even righteous convocation gathering, which you shall proclaim in their season."
So the feast that's written in the book is 23. Who feast is that? Is they the six anointed camps of bosses of the two Israelites, Modiah, Israel? Who these feasts is in the book of 23?
These are Yahuwah feasts.
These are Yahuwah feasts.
Yeah.
The feast days is Yahuwah feasts. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 5, verse 13. Listen good. Proverbs 5, 13.
Proverbs chapter 5, verse 13. "And have not obeyed the voice of my let's say teachers or
you have not obeyed the voice of thy teachers. You have not obeyed the voice of thy teachers. Yahweh picked teachers to tell you these things. Then when you're doing the feast days, obey the voice of your teachers. When you come to this room, the six anointed camps is available, prepared to teach you what is written in the Bible. Obey the teacher. Let's precept that to the book of Hebrews, title called Hebrews, chapter 13, 5 through 7 and 17. The book of Hebrews, polluted for Hebrews, chapter 13, 5 through 7 and 17. What does it say?
Hebrews, polluted for Hebrews, chapter 13, 5 through 7. Let your conversation
And 17. And 17. Come on.
5 through 7, 16 and 17.
Just 17. 5 through 7 and 17.
Okay. Okay. Hebrews, polluted for evil, chapter 13, verses 5 to 7 and 17. Verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Verse 6. So that we may boldly say, Yahweh is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yahweh, whose belief faith follows concerning the end of their conversation. Verse 17, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourself, for they watch for your soul as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you.
That's big talk, yeah, mother dear people. That's big talk. See that word, they just mess him up. Obey. What you mean obey? I'm grown. But that was Yahweh to tell him at the great big temple. Obey the one that got the rule over you. Speak the word of Yahweh. They watching on your soul. The man going to burn you in the fire if you don't step up to the plate and stop being what man got on the table. The man going to burn you in the fire. That was the man saying. He says in Proverbs 13:13, by the wisest man in the world, I ask for the wisdom. And 1 Chronicles chapter 7, 2 Chronicles 7, we not read 1, 7 through 13. Solomon asked for this wisdom. And Yahweh granted him this wisdom. And this is the wisdom that he said in 13:13 of Proverbs. What did he say?
Proverbs 13:13. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 13. Whosoever despised the word which be destroyed, but he that fears the Torah instruction shall be rewarded.
That's big talk. He said, you despise the word, what's going to happen to you? What did he say? That's going to happen to you if you despise the word. What did Solomon say after he asked wisdom? If you despise the word that's written in his Bible, what's going to happen to you?
You shall be destroyed.
Shall be destroyed. You shall be destroyed. In the 8th chapter, there's precept that to 36. That's precept that Proverbs 8:36. We're going to precept that and get a second witness. If you despise the word, you shall be destroyed. So when you pack your bags, understand your destiny will be destroyed when you despise the word of Yahweh. Let's see what he said to be doing in the 8th chapter, verse 36. Let that one-eyed Satan continue to hem you up. So that means you're despising the word. He told you, don't worry about that. Get me right. That's what he said. Let's see what he says in 8, verse 36 of Proverbs. What did he say in 8, 36 of Proverbs?
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36. But he or she that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me loveth death.
You mean death written in the Bible? Death written in the Bible? That's written in the Bible, Steve, right? And he says in Ezra 6:11, what he says in Ezra 6:11?
Ezra chapter 6, verse 11. Also, I have made a decree that whosoever shall alter this word, let timber be pulled down from his house, and being set up, let him be hung thereon, and let his house be made a dunghill for this.
So in Zechariah 28:24, and we'll read it till we get our point. He said, now, if you alter one word that you are heard out of tape number 35, that's up to you. But when it's all said and done, he told us, I will make whatever possession you got like an outhouse in the south, a dunghill. You know what dunghill is? Mess. Because you despise the word. Once you understand you was created to do his word to be a light to the other nations, that's why they so confused, because you confused.
Mm-hmm.
And all reason you confused to believe what the Bible got written. But let me tell you, you do. Zechariah 28, pick up verse 24. Let's read a little bit. I like 24 off the top. I like 24 and 25. But let's read a little bit and see what we're working with. So, all right.
Okay.
28, verse 24 and 25. What it say?
Zechariah. Chapter 28, verse 24 and 25. Verse 24. Look that thou hedge thy possession about with thorn, and bind up your silver and gold. Verse 25. And wait thou words in a balance, and make a door and bar for your mouth.
The man said, he said, otherwise, don't always be so quick to run the mouth. Weigh your mouth. Weigh your mouth before you make a statement. You got to find some kind of way. Weigh your mouth before you make a statement. That's what a man's saying. Weigh your mouth. Don't all of a sudden just make a outlandish statement because you don't understand what this Bible's saying that's not going to be changed. You got to weigh that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you quickly, but how you button if you don't have nothing to work with? You got to stop that, Steve. I understand we come humble to tell you. You got to get this thing right before this man shut you down. You got to get it right. How you get it right? As it is written. Huh? Let's run to the book of 2nd Ezra. Let's go on the book of 2nd Ezra, and we'll look at verse number... Verse 28 to 40. We're going to 2nd Ezra, chapter 2, 28 to 40. Listen good what he told the seer. He told the seer something. And the seer just, he says, look, seer, you just put it down. That's all you got to do, put it down. What he got written, and 2 Ezra 2:28-40. Come on.
2 Ezra 2:28-40. Verse 28. The nations shall envy you, but they shall be able to do nothing against you, says Yahweh. 29. My hand shall cover you so that your children shall not see hail. 30. Be joyful, O thou mother, with your children, for I will deliver you, says Yahweh. Verse 31. Remember your children that sleep, for I shall bring them out of the side of the earth and show mercy unto them, for I am merciful, says Yahweh Almighty. 32. Embrace your children until I come and show mercy unto them, for my well runs over, and my mercy shall not fail. 33. I, Ezra, receive a charge of Yahweh upon the Mount Horeb, that I should go unto Israel. But when I came unto them, they set me at naught and despised the Torah instructions of Yahweh. 34. And therefore I said unto you, O you nations that hear and understand, look for your shepherd. He shall give you everlasting rest, for he is nigh at hand, that shall come in the end of the world. 35. Be ready to the reward of the kingdom, for the everlasting light shall shine upon you forevermore. 36. Flee the shadow of this world. Receive the joyfulness of your honor. I testified my favor openly. 37. Oh, receive the gift that is given you, and be glad. Give thanks unto him that has called you to the heavenly kingdom. 38. Arise up and stand. Behold the number of those that be sealed in the feast of Yahweh. 39. Which are departed from the shadow of the world, and have received honor, garment of Yahweh. 40. Take your number, O Yagda Judah, and shut up those that of those of thine that are clothed in white, which have fulfilled the Torah instructions of Yahweh.
You have fulfilled the Torah instructions of Yahweh. On every birthday of the feast, you wear white garments. You have fulfilled the Torah instructions of Yahweh. You got to be at the feast of the six anointed camps. You can't do this as 6 verse 2 of Sirach. You play in 6 verse 2. Look what he got written. Sirach 6 verse 2. What he got written?
Sirach chapter 6 verse 2. Extol not yourselves in the counsel of thine own mind, that your soul be not torn in pieces as a bull standing alone.
He says, don't be alone. Because if you speak not the way the man tell you to do it, you can't get your seal by being alone. I don't care what you're doing. You got to do it the way the man tell you to do it. You have to be where you run into a 10-1 of the book of Samuel. A 10-1 must be available. The seal means what is written in 10 verse 1 of Samuel. What is the seal? 10 verse 1 of Samuel. What is that?
First Samuel 10:1.
Yeah, 10:1. What do that say?
Okay. First Samuel chapter 10 verse 1. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, "It is not because Yahweh has anointed you to be captain over his inheritance."
So the seer have to anoint you. The sixth anointing has already been put together to anoint you. The sixth anointing camps, you got to be anointed at the feast day. That's how you get your start. You must be anointed. The seal cannot reach around the corner, up the alley, across the street. No. You only get sealed when you make the feast day. That's how you get sealed. Seal of Yahweh on your head. That is the responsibility of the seer. That's his responsibility, to anoint you or appoint those that can do the anointing through him. Everything run through the seer. That's why you have to be very careful with the mouth, because the seer is in a position, according to the Bible, in Sirach 4 verse 6. Do you understand the position of a seer? Listen to what it says in Zerah 4, verse 6.
Okay. Zerah chapter 4, verse 6. Zerah chapter 4, verse 6. For if he cursed you in the bitterness of his soul, his prayer shall be heard of him that made him.
Ain't that something? And the him that made him is in Zechariah prayer 1. Let's see who's the him that made him. We're going to see the him that made him. And 12 verse 1 of Zechariah. He said, if the seer curse you in a bitter bitterness of his mind, his prayer will be heard by the one that made him. Now we got to preach something, find out who made. What you talking about? Zechariah 12:1, read it.
Zechariah chapter 12, verse 1. The burden of the word of Yahweh for Israel said, Yahweh, which stretches forth the heaven and lays the foundation of the earth and formeth the spirit of man within him.
Yeah. So the one that made him is the one that formed the spirit in him. He said, if my seer says something to me, I'm going to hear him. See, that's one of the greatest mysteries we don't understand. We'll let this world hear us down, not understand these things. Let's go to the 33rd chapter, and we'll see what we can get out of this. The 33rd chapter of Ezekiel, verse 30 to 33. Let's see what we can get out of Ezekiel 33, verse 30 to 33. Let's see what we can get out of it. Ezekiel 33, take it to verse 30 and take it down to verse 33. What does it say?
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30 to 33. Verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
Also, thou son of man, the children of your people still are talking against you by the walls and in the door of the house, and speak one to another, everyone to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from Yahweh. verse 31. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they set before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they will not do them. And, I mean, for with their mouth they show much love, but their mind goeth after their covetousness. 32. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear your words, but they do not do them. Do them not. 33. And when this comes to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a seer has been among them.
Well, I don't know what they're gonna be and what they're gonna be doing, but sooner or later, it's gonna hit you, because sooner or later you understand what's written in Numbers 14, verse 20. It's something written in 14, verse 20, and we'll get another one in after that. 14, verse 20, of Numbers. Something written in 14, verse number 20. What's written
Numbers
that I have said in 14, verse 20? Can you tell me what did he say out of the heavenly tablets in 14, verse 20?
Numbers chapter 14, verse 20. And Yahweh said, I have pardoned according to your word.
Ain't that something? Yahweh says, I have pardoned them according to your words. But if you decide to don't want to, then I ain't doing nothing until you make your statement. Because in Genesis 45, verse 7 says what? Look at this book of saying in Genesis 45. See, you got to recognize that everybody has a responsibility in every walk of life. It's somebody you least suspect, but through the words, it's going to hit you. And Genesis 45, verse 7 says what?
Genesis 45, verse 7. And Yahweh sent me before you to preserve you a prosperity in the earth and to save your life by a great deliverance.
He sent the anointed caps after they all in order to save the world's life by what kind of delivery?
A great
kind of delivery.
You
say?
A great delivery.
Great delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna do it. Let's go to Jubilees 49 verse 10, the closing statement. Give me Jubilees 49 verse 10, the closing statement, now, Mother D.F. Israel. Excellent on your part. Jubilees, chapter 49, verse 10 says what? Way back in Jubilees 49, 10 says what?
Okay. Let's get there. 49.
Jubilees 49, 10, closing statement. Let's see what this book says. Way back there, it says something.
Okay. Jubilees chapter 49, verse 10. Let the children of Israel come and observe the Passover on the day of its sixth time, on the 14th day of the first month, between the evening from the third part of the day.
Ain't that something? The children of Israel, if you know you Israel, did you hear what the man said? Read one more time in closing statement. You know what the man is saying?
Jubilees
is telling, bring it in grand style.
Jubilees chapter 49, verse 10. Let the children of Israel come and observe the Passover on the day of its sixth time, on the 14th day of the first month, between the evening from the third part of the day to the third part of the night. For two portions.
That means you know what he's saying? He said, look here, when that thing starts, boy, he said, get to working with it. He said, ain't no 10-minute thing. He said, you got to eat them up and drink them up. That's what he's saying. He said, observe that pass. He said, get busy on that Passover. Put some time in on that Passover. That's what he just said. Because you're going to be watching every move you make, how you eat them up and drink them up in them white garments on that Passover. That's what he said right there. Observe it. And put some time in. Mother dear of Israel, closing statement. I like that what the man just said. He said it. We just already rehearsed what he just said. What your closing statement is? Come on.
Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine teaching, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
That's excellent. And that time is now. That time is now, that mother dear of Israel. I mean, we come and we show you what this man has given us as it unfolds itself, and we still will sit back and play Russian roulette with our own life. Instead of boy, like a man saying, he said, put some time in. Don't drag your feet. Well, I got to eat and run. Now, I said, no, ain't no eat and run. I want you to eat them up and drink them up. Enjoy this Passover. But I came down and died for you. You mean you can't put no time in on my feast day? That was the man just said. We're going to read it one more time. When you meet the mothers out of camp one. But loud voice, you said, Mother P, Mother D, Israel, tribes of Yahdah Judah, Mother E. Yahweh be with you there, see you right.
Israel,
hallelujah, Yahweh. I want to hear that again. Did he tell you put some time in? I want to go back to Jubilees 49, verse 10, and I want to see, did he say, when you're at the feast, put some time in it? Let's see what he says in 49, verse 10. I got to hear one more time there, Mother. I want to make sure that we quote, the Almighty right in 49, verse 10 of the book of Sirach. What does it say?
Sirach or Jubilee.
Yeah, make it Jubilee. Thank you. Make it Jubilee 49, verse 10. I want to make sure I heard the right thing now.
The book of Jubilee, chapter 49, verse 10. Verse 10. Let the children of Israel come and observe the Passover on the day of its sixth time, on the 14th day of the first month, between the evening, from the third part of the day to the third part of the night. For two parts of the day are given to the light, and the third part of the evening.
He said, put some time in on that Passover. He said, otherwise, make sure you got plenty to eat and plenty of drinking, because that's what he's saying. Put some time in on that. Well, you know, I got no, listen what the man's saying. If you're going to do Bible. Do Bible. On the feast days of Yahweh, you folks be at your best, because Yahweh is going to be looking at the ones of the children of Israel. This wasn't for the world. The world is supposed to be doing this. He didn't give it to us. You read who he gave the feast days to. And sure, the world don't know nothing about this, because it wasn't given to them. They around there doing a seven-day Easter thing. It ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. That's something they made up in their own mind. We doing what the man tells us to do. Passover. That's what we going to do. And we're going to put some time in, because he said, children of Israel, put some time in on my Passover. Do a little eating and drinking on my Passover. That's what the man just said. So So you see, Raya, let's run to, but I know we all got game sales. In the book of Sirach 27, 22 through 30, can you help me out there, Mother E, what is written in Ecclesiastes chapter 27, 22 through 30? Let's see what he got written.
Please.
Book of Sirach 27, verse 22 down to verse 30. What does it say?
Okay. The book of Sirach, chapter 27, 22 to 30. Verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22. Verse 22. He that winketh with the eye worketh evil, and he that knoweth him will depart from him. Verse 23. When thou art present, he will speak sweetly, and will admire thy words, but at the last he will rouse his mouth and slander thy saying. 24. I have hated many things, but nothing like him, for the Yahweh will hate him. Verse 25. Whoso casteth a stone on high casteth it on his own head. And a deceitful stroke shall make wound. 26. Whoso disgusts a pit shall fall therein. Who diggeth a pit shall fall therein. And he that setteth a trap shall be taken therein. 27. He that worketh deceiveth, it shall fall upon him, and he shall not know whence it comes. 28. Mockers and reproach are from the proud, but vengeance also a lion shall fly and wait for them. 29. They that rejoice at the fall of the righteous shall be taken in the snare, and anguish shall come, consume them before they die. Verse 30. Malice, wrath, injury, they are abomination, and the sinful man shall have them both.
So he's saying a lot of things. He said you got people that men and women, they will talk sweet while they see you. But soon they get around the corner, they'll bite you on your back. They'll bite back you all the way. He says, the seer says, he said he hated, but I'm going to tell you who really hated is Yahweh that looks right at it. He look at him, make fine statement with the mouth while you present. But the minute they get around the corner, they'll go straight to back by you. That's what he just said he'll do. He said, now Yahweh hates that. Now, if Yahweh hates that, you in trouble. He said, and you know, and Seer says in that verse, I hate what Yahweh hates, but Yahweh hates that. You is in big trouble. That's all I'm telling you. So I'm telling you something, Steve, right? Be very careful with the mouth, because Yahweh take notes on the mouth. And if you are a backbiter, a tail bearer, you is playing with, like it's, you're playing with the house money, now you're playing with your life. Because then, let me see if I pull a rabbit out of that. Let's go to 1 Samuel 2, verse 3. I want to pull a rabbit out of that. Some of these.
And she went and came and glanced in the field, and men in the field as a reason. And her feet was too light. A part of the field belonged to
I think I unblowed that one.
Wait, no. That's, no,
that's
I'm in roof.
Oh, you in roof. Oh, okay. Well, try me 2 verse 3.
I know I cannot
be that far behind. 2 verse 3.
Okay. First Samuel. Chapter 2, verse 3. First Samuel, chapter 2, verse 3. Count no more for exceeding proud. Let not our agony come out of your mouth. For the Yahweh is a Yahweh of knowledge.
Arrogance. You know, that person, arrogance. He's very arrogant. You very arrogant, that's what he's saying. Yeah, go ahead.
Let not arrogance come out of your mouth, but the Yahweh is a Yahweh of knowledge, and by him actions are weighted.
Oh, he said he's an action man. So Yahweh is an action man. Yahweh is telling you he's an action man. So he's an action man. Let's run to Deuteronomy chapter 14, Mega 16, verse 11 and 14. Let's go to Deuteronomy. He's an action man. Yahweh is an action man. And Deuteronomy 16, verse 11 and 14 says what?
Okay. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 11 and verse 14. Verse 11. And you shall rejoice before the Yahweh, your Yahweh, thou and thy sons and thy daughters, and thy manservant and thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gate, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are among you, in the place which the Yahweh, your Yahweh, has chosen to place his name there. Verse 14. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feet, thou and thy sons and thy daughters, and thy manservant and thy maidservant, and the Levite, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are within thy gates.
In verse 17, he said, on feast days you're supposed to rejoice. On feast days you're supposed to rejoice on these feast days. The feast day, Yahweh got 7 feast days in Leviticus 23. He said you're supposed to rejoice at some feast days. It's a sign between you and him. Verse 17.
Verse 17. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17. Every man that yields as he is able, according to the blessing of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which he has given thee.
So he's letting you know the feast days you're supposed to rejoice. And you have to have a better spirit. Let's watch a good spirit unfold itself. 2 Kings chapter 1, 12 through 14. Let's watch how you have to start recognize who's in your midst. 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 12 through 14. Let's see what they say there, Mother E. 2 Kings chapter 1, 12 through 14. Did you hear what I say? Let's go see what it say.
2 Kings chapter 1, verse 12 to 14. Verse 12. But Elijah answered and said unto them, if I be a man of Yahweh, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee, and dish thee, and consume thee, and thy fish. And the fire of Yahweh come down from heaven and consume him and his fish. Verse 13. And he sent again a captain of the 33rd field to his 50. And the third captain of 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah, and besought him and said unto him, O man of Yahweh, I pray thee, let my life and the life of these 50, thy servants, be precious in thy sight. Verse 14. Behold, there came fire down from heaven and burnt up the two captains of the former 50 with their 50. Therefore, let my life now be precious in thy sight.
Yeah. The officer of the law had all the big dignitaries with him and said, oh, man of Yahweh, come down here. You got to be a man of Yahweh. Five knots and five you're talking about. But then they came back and said again with some more 50. So man of Yahweh, our life. Stay our life, man of Yahweh. Don't you understand something? Yahweh got a man of Yahweh in every walk of life. But what it is, we refuse to believe what we see through the pages of the book. Let's run in the first Samuel, and we'll look at 6-13, a closing statement. We'll get this in and call it a day. Understand what a man of Yahweh is. Understand, according to the Bible, what's a man of Yahweh. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6-13, a closing statement. Mother, eat, excel in your part. Let's see the definition of what is a man of Yahweh is. 1 Samuel 9, 6-13.
1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6. And he said unto him, behold, now there is in this city a man of Yahweh, and he is a horrible man. All that he said comes surely to pass. Now let us go further. Providentially, he can show us our way that we should go. Verse 7. Then says Saul to his servant, but behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is thin in our vessel, and there is not a present to bring to the man of Yahweh. What have we? Verse 8. And the servant answered Saul again and said, behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver that will I give to the man of Yahweh to tell us our way. Verse 9. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of Yahweh, does he speak, come and let us go to the seer. For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. Verse 10. Then said Saul to his servant, well said, come let us go. So they went unto the city where the man of Yahweh was. Verse 11. And as they went up the hill to the city, they found young maidens going out to draw water, and said unto them, is the seer here? Verse 12. And they answered them and said, He is. Behold, he is before you. Make haste now, for he comes today to defeat it. For there is a sacrifice of the people today in the high place. Verse 13. As soon as you become into the city, you shall straightway find him before he go up to the high place to eat. But the people will not eat until he comes, because he do bless the sacrifice, and afterwards they eat, that be bidden. Now therefore get you up, for about this time you shall find him.
Ain't that something? Close the thing on that, Mother E. You lay it down on the line. Understand one thing. Fear is in your midst. Sooner or later you're going to recognize there's one on the scene. And these steps is going to come back and bite you if you don't step to what's written. Mother E. Mother Z. You're on the clock for a closing statement. Catch you at the feast day or Passover. You're on the clock. Come on. Flow on to the network. Back on the airwaves tomorrow.
Thank and praising Yahweh for another class. Thank and praising Yahweh for the seer and for the people that's listening. And I'm gonna read Sirach chapter 27, verse 12. If I be among the in the street, observe the time, but be continued among men of understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Excellent. Mother E, Mother Z, catch us at the feast. A Passover when the sun sets this time tomorrow night. Shalom to this room.
Oh.